Welcome to Pride Against Prejudice, a Shadowrun 4th edition actual play podcast.
Hi, I'm Simon and I'm playing Huggy Bear.
Hi, I'm Al and I'll be playing Maverick.
Hi, I'm Jack and I play Toyga.
Hi, I'm Michael and I'll be playing Sunshine.
And my name is Ridian, I'm the GM. If you would like any bonus content, a link to our living campaign map can be found in the show notes, along with a link to our Discord, where you can get occasional bonus episodes, and if you'd like to add locations to the map or just ask us questions, you're welcome to join us there. If you stick about for a few seconds at the end of the episode, we also have a question for you as well. The following content may contain themes and materials not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The team have had a little time to recover from accidentally becoming pirates when Huggy gets a call about a new job. Time to go check out one of the best hangouts in the Freshkills Warrens on Staten Island. It's been a little while since your last job, which finished up late on the 13th, about 3 weeks ago. It actually only took about a day for the job itself, so it's August 3rd. Huggy, what are you up to at this point in time?
Well, since it's the start of the month, Huggy will be helping out a lot of other people with the things that happen that need to be checked every month, making sure that the water supplies are, that the water and sewage systems are still working, making sure that the small community drones that she has running are working fine. She does that once a month.
Yeah.
They are set up so that they report issues, but the... You know, if there's no issues, she still goes and checks them anyway.
Yeah, cool. So it has been a while since that last job swept you up like a magic carpet's ride with shark's teeth. The downtime you've had, and with it, chance to recuperate and spend some of your hard-earned new yen has been pretty fragging welcome. You're currently up a ladder checking on some wires for family down the street. Lovely couple, an orc about your age and a dwarf. They've got some kids and you're just making sure that the wires, you know, not going to set fire to the place. When your comlink starts ringing, it's Huey's number.
That's okay, fair enough. This is probably another job. Flick it open in an AR window while I'm working.
Hoi hoi, you lucky people, I've got some work for you.
Comes the familiar and overly excited tones of Huey. It sounds like he's been doing party drugs again.
That sounds like a good thing.
You're good?
What are you fucking for today?
Come by Gorka's Ribs and Gin and I will make that job offer for you.
Right, I'll be back around in a second. I've just got a couple of things to fix up.
Cool, cool. Well, one little thing before you come over. I know the kind of people you've been running for lately. I've got a job that, you know, it might let you... I know a little bit about what's been going on. You've just been reacting to stuff. This one might actually let you hit back rather than just reacting to Drek, you know?
That sounds promising.
Cool. I'll see you at Gorga's and I'll get you some ribs.
I'm there.
Cool. How are you assembling the team?
Well, I'll send out a text to everyone saying that my contact has got in touch with me, that we've got another mission, that anybody who wants a paycheck, there's one available. I'll say that I haven't had direct confirmation of how much or what the job is, but anybody who's interested can show up either in person or in AR, and it'll give the date and time.
Yeah, so it's basically this evening. It's at a civilized time by Shadowrun standards. It's, yeah, round about 7. You've probably got plenty of time.
Yeah.
All right, so how are you guys making your way over to Gorga's? So for you, Poyga, it's not too bad. It's just a district over. It's on Staten Island, so you're in Travis Chelsea. It's in Freshkills Warrens, which is like the next one over. It's a pretty heavy orc control area. I mean, you're living in a pretty heavy elf area as a human. You're probably not going to get that much of a glance. You might get shaken down by the odd gang or something if you're not careful, but eh.
To be them if they try it. I will take a leisurely walk
just sort of enjoy the what little greenery there is on Staten Island left and make my way there.
You probably get hassled by like one ganger, get your spirit to manifest, and they go, nope. How are you making your way over there, Sunshine?
Sunshine's gone like, ooh, job, yay, I need money. And then has a look at where the meat is and is just banging her head off the table. Because I've got to get from Williamburg North Side to Fresh Kills Warrens, which is like perfectly situated halfway between the IND Chelsea line and the Q line.
No subway for you.
You take the green line to Bay Street and swap to the blue line, and Mav meets you in Great Gales and walks over with you.
Okay, yeah, I do that because, yeah, I'm small.
Yeah, if Sunshine gets mugged by a ganger, things don't go the same.
Okay, so yeah, there's a furious backwards and forwards on the... I'm assuming we've got a group chat.
We have a group text chat.
You've got the sixth world equivalent of WhatsApp up and running, and there's just this bidink, bidink, help!
Sunshine in the chat is like, we've got a job! Like, super happy smiley emoji. We're meeting in Fresh Kills. Facepalm emoji. Guys!
Huggy will offer to take to give her a lift from the station in Great Kills.
Thank you.
Oh, if you're going that way, can you pick me up on the way back, please?
Absolutely, I was going to offer.
Excellent.
But yeah, I'm not expecting anyone to try and walk through either Bloodroot or West Mound. So there's no way in hell I'm getting you to walk there.
It'll be fun.
Richmond Avenue is normally safe to walk, or normally safe to drive.
An armored tank.
I don't think anybody wants to walk that.
Sunshine, could you give me an edge roll, please?
Do I have to?
Yes. This is specifically Sunshine.
Just edge it on its own.
Just straight up edge, yeah. No hits. So you're meant to be on shift then. So remind me, what was the job you managed to get? It was like a cleaning job, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a late night company cleaner thing. So I think it's one of those...
You're on a 0 hour contract, just to show up, get paid.
Yeah, it's a 0 hour contract. Yeah, so just be a case of just get on that WhatsApp chat and just go, sorry guys, can't make it tonight.
Yeah, it's a pretty straightforward drive over. You go round the slightly longer way, Huggy, via Elsingville, I think that's how you say it, and Green Ridge, so that you don't have to go through Bloodroot Valley with all the angry, angry spirits in there. And yeah, you pull up outside Gorgas. It's not exactly a great part of town, but it's not the worst bit of the Warrens.
It's one of the areas in the center which was actually designed to be buildings. These are prefab building blocks. This looks more like a normal slum and less like the sort of shanty town that is in the outer areas of Fresh Kills.
When you pull up, there's an orc outside. He's the bouncer. You've probably met him before, Huggy. He's a big lad by the standards of orcs, but that's what they pay him for. Toiga, do you get there early or are you arriving a little bit after them?
Let's say I get there a wee bit early. I'm not really doing anything with my time, so I just thought I'd go for a walk, and having taken the circuitous route, I'm still a bit early.
When you come up outside, you're noticing there is a definite lack of round ears here, and of those pointed ears, yep, most of them have got tusks and are a lot bigger than me. And the orc just kind of looks down at you, and not in an unfriendly way, but in a making it clear who's in charge kind of way, gives you a little nudge on the chest and says, what are you doing here, round ear?
Meeting some friends of your persuasion. We've established you're very large and very intimidating. Can I go inside, please?
He inflates a bit and says, what are you meaning by my persuasion?
Oh, is this going to turn into a fight? I'm I have a seething migraine. I can feel Bloodroot Valley. Like, I can feel it scratching at me. Please let me go and sit down for 5 minutes.
Make me a negotiation roll, please. Negotiation or etiquette, whichever's higher, whichever you prefer.
My etiquette is higher, but...
If you have street as a specialisation, I'm quite happy for you to use it.
No, my etiquette is more like the upper classes. Roly-poly. 4 hits.
You have 1 net hit. He actually rolled really well. And he looks at you and says, show us your cred stick.
You want the one in my boot, the one in my sleeve, or the one in my breast pocket?
Whichever one's got enough on it that I know you're not going to be a cheapskate inside.
So I'm going to pull the one out of my sock, which is the real one, and just like, here, can you read? I know I'm not very tall. Do you have to bend down?
Am I going to arrive to just find a smooth thin paste on the table outside the walkers?
He leans down, says, yeah, good enough. Make me a reaction roll.
2 hits.
All right, so you will get to defend against this. Could you make me a second reaction roll? Yeah, if you have a non-combat, you can roll that as well.
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, suffer.
2 hits again.
All right, please resist 3 stun as he knees you in the balls.
2 hits. 2 is my lucky number today, it seems.
Yeah, you take a point of stun as he says you can go inside and then knees you in the balls for being a cheeky little cuss.
Fair.
Okay.
That seems fair.
So, take a point of stun, yeah?
Yeah. The others are pulling up just as you see Toiga pop a knee in the pods.
So, I sort of manage to pull myself up.
He stands aside and exaggeratedly holds his hands out towards the door for you to go in.
So, this is where my vindictive quality starts.
Oh god.
Oh shit.
This is going so well already.
Ogre once again proving that he's safe on runs and dangerous when we're not on runs.
So, a composure test.
Yep, needing, I believe, 3 hits.
1 hit!
You don't have to take your revenge immediately.
Oh, I'm going to take my revenge immediately.
Tiger!
Let's cast Influence Mental. Rolling at force 5. 4 hits, and I have to resist 2 drain.
This is going so well.
We've not even got to the meet, and already a party member's taken damage and is casting spells.
At least it's not my own house trying to kill me this time.
All right, so you've resisted your drain. What is the suggestion that you were implanting in the bouncer's mind?
Piss yourself.
All right, so makes a willpower test to overcome it. So he's standing there, exaggeratedly gesturing for you to go in. And there's just this spreading stain on his trousers and a puddle at his feet. He doesn't seem to have actually noticed yet.
Not a good night to wear light blue denim, my friend. Why don't you run home to Mummy and get her to change you? And I walk in at that point.
He looks down and just has this moment of, oh, Drek! His night is not going as well as he thought. What are the rest of you doing?
Well, I will have just... As we have just arrived, I'll be watching this and sort of going, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, Sunshine's looking over just like, cringe, between her fingers. Just going, Any chance we could get another mage? One with less of a death wish?
Oh, Jesus. This is not how I planned how today is starting.
Huggy, do me a quick perception check.
That's 4 hits.
Yeah, he's wearing sun patches.
Oh, shit.
It's really obvious that I've made him do that.
No, because he failed his willpower test, and it's not as obvious as a control thoughts. You're just making a suggestion. Like, you know how if you're stood at the top of, like, a tall place and there's a big drop, there's that little part of your brain that's going, what would happen if you fell? What would happen if you jump? It's like that part of the brain.
Do you know that has an actual name? It's called the Call of the Void.
That sounds remarkably metal.
You've gone inside, Toiga. I'll describe the place in a minute. The rest of you kind of come up. He's pulled a little packet of Kleenex out of his pocket. He's just trying to clean himself up. He's he's not looking happy about things. As you come close, he kind of glances up and goes, "What? Oh, Huggy, right. What do you want?"
"I'm meeting with our potential Johnson."
"Right. Well, go inside. Hang on, who's the smooth skin?" He points down at Sunshine.
"She's with me. A colleague."
"All right, we'll make sure she doesn't make any trouble." And he goes back to trying to clean himself down. And just as you're going through, there's a, "Oh, it's in my boot!"
Just as we're going inside, Sunshine pops back and says, "Hey, there's a vending machine just across the road, like a block down. Go get yourself some vendies."
Yeah, cheers, chummer. I'll get someone to cover the door." And he pulls out his comm link and starts making a phone call. And you can hear him saying, No, Stan, I need you here now. No, I don't care if she's hot. I need you here now, man." As you guys go into Gorga's, it's a Wednesday, but days of the week mean very little in the Warrens. It's absolutely bouncing. It's mostly full of orcs and trolls. There's a couple of dwarves. Other than yourselves, there's only one or two humans, but really not many. There is one elf, and he sat with an orc in a corner, and they're making out. So, they're happy. As soon as you go in, Huggy, you spot Huey in the corner. Huey is an orc. He's a little bit older by orc standards, and he looks like he's been through the school of hard knocks backwards and then had to resit a year. He's got some facial tattoos going on, and the best way I can describe his tusks and his teeth in general is snaggle-toothed.
He looks like the image of the orc that the humanist people put up on their poster. This was like, "Do you want your daughter marrying this?"
Largely because he's copped one too many humanist baseball bats to the face, but...
But, you know, he's a good guy. I like it.
Yeah. So, as you go in, he is sat in a corner, and he has a plate of ribs that, Sunshine, you think that's probably about a quarter of your body weight in meat and bone. How the frag they're managing to get actual meat out here, you have no frigging clue.
Don't ask what kind of meat it is.
Don't ask awkward questions, and don't check it on the astral plane.
It's totally alligator. Totally out the New York sewers.
It may or may not have been a vacant.
As you walk over, he kind of gives you a wave, and you're on it again, Huey. You see him take out like a little pill case and just lower his face down to it, and there's he's just taking a hit of something. All right, cool.
Come on, Huey, those things will take years off your life.
I'm an orc chubber. I'm not expected to live past 55 anyway.
Well,
we live fast, die young.
Well, you're certainly speeding.
No? Novacoke.
Huggy laughs and sits down opposite Huey with the ribs in between them.
He gestures and says, dig in.
What are you drinking?
He looks at his glass and says, well, it's usually the wrong way around for these things. It's meant to be the J that buys the team the booze, isn't it?
Yes, but I know you. I'm buying the booze for a friend, not a J.
I'll buy. I'm employing you. I'm getting paid to put you in touch with someone, so don't worry about it.
Enough.
He waves down the waitress and he orders a round of gin. And it's, this place, if you ask for tonic or mixers, they will just look at you funny. It's just neat gin.
The gin should probably be in inverted commas as well. This is gin as in stuff that they make in a bathtub in the basement.
Yeah, pretty much.
As long as it's distilled, as long as it's 43 point something percent, as long as it tastes slightly of juniper, it's gin.
Juniper.
I'm not sure if this has ever seen juniper. I'm not sure if anybody here knows what a juniper berry looks like.
But do they know what it tastes like?
It has botanicals in it.
He kind of gestures to all of you and goes, go on, sit down, eat. We talk, we do the business after the food.
Is any of this soy-based?
He looks at you and says, it's dead something, but it ain't dead soy.
Well, I'm grabbing some then.
It's actual meat. It's not a meat you've ever tasted before. And they are quite large ribs, but you're not really sure what they're off.
Does Toiger have any animal knowledge skills?
So I could sense it, but I do not wish to.
Satis was next.
It's very unlikely to be awakened. It's definitely not in good health.
I'm eating bits of it, and every so often, like, I'll just sort of, like, get, like, a greased third finger and put it under the table, and then it'll come up clean.
You're feeding your spirits under the table?
Yes.
He's largely making sort of small talk with you while you eat. The gist of it, it's largely about what's been happening, fragging useless cops, news hasn't been saying anything new about the attack for ages. He does mention something about the Sons have got somebody on that Bulldreck with the clinics that you found out about, a nice work with that kind of stuff.
What are you talking about? That was nothing to do with us. That was our, Huggy brings up a air window with the official line from the official news line. That was our retaliation attack against an innocent community center.
He laughs and says, yeah, and I'm a concerned citizen.
Aren't we all?
All right.
Well, what does the Neighborhood Watch have for us decent citizens?
He reaches down into the bag at his feet and he pulls it out by the barrel to make it clear he's not intending to use it or anything, and just puts a Ruger on the table and says, Neighborhood Watch. Anyway, look, I'll give you the bare bones and see what you think. If you want to take it, cool, but if you don't want it, details will have to go to the person who does. You know how it goes. I'll do the money bit up front. So, there's two things I'm looking for to be done. I'm willing to pay $17.50 for each of them, so that's $45,000 in total. Basics are, I need you to steal some street drugs that are being supplied and sold through one of the syndicates to fund some of the quote-unquote less publicly known bits of Humanis. They're being smuggled in through Pier 7 in Brooklyn. It's a commercial dock. As I say, there's two parts. I want you to steal the drugs and to also frag up the method that the syndicates are using to get it past the port's customs officials so they can't keep doing it. Once you've got them, they need to be delivered to a Sons of Sauron safe house. I'll give you the address once we know a bit more. Yin?
So, we need to pick up the smuggled goods.
Yep.
And destroy the operation.
Basically, yes. Destroy the method they're using for the way they're getting it past the port official.
I take it we don't know quite what that is yet.
No, that... Well, you know as well as I do, every job comes with a catch. That bit is the catch.
We don't know exactly how they're getting it past. We need to work out how they're getting it past, get the drugs, and then stop them from being able to get more past.
That's the basics of it, yeah.
And it's 1,700 each.
Sorry, GM's note, that is 14 grand for each part of the job, 28,000 for the whole thing.
Do we know the location, or are we going to have to try and find that too?
We know the location, but as I say, I can give you a little bit more detail if you accept the job.
Well, what do we think? I'm in.
Sounds interesting. Sounds weird.
Well, I'll tell you what. Teams often want a few moments to have a little chat amongst themselves. I've put down a lot of gin. I'm going for a piss. You lot have a chat while I'm doing that, all right?
No, I might be wrong, but I think they might be fermenting some of this out of stuff they're taking from Bloodroot.
Probably. It's the best place to get vegetation around here.
The frag is Bloodroot.
Ah, you're not on Assassin Island, are you?
No.
So, Bloodroot Valley is a lovely park just to the east of here.
By 12 past comes away here.
You see that big concrete wall we drove past just after you picked me up?
Yeah.
That's to keep Bloodroot in.
Oh, I was kind of just assuming it was some kind of corporate shithole.
Nope. That's because of the plant life.
They're the group of charming people. They call themselves the Bloodroot Druids. They managed to awaken the land itself and cause it to rise up against its cruel oppressors. The plant life is alive, sentient, and it fucking hates you.
Yeah, it's a real fucking pain. Breaks those evolve once a month or so, normally about the full moon, and it jams up traffic like nothing else.
I can feel it scratching at me even now. That's why I'm drinking this quote-unquote gin.
Fun.
Why, don't you slander the good name of Gorgas?
Hey, the meat was fine. The gin is...
The gin is, well... There's a reason that they put a post, they put quotation marks around it on the menu. The menu, incidentally, is just written on the wall in chalk.
So, the job.
Huey comes back in. Oh, he's still doing himself up as he's coming out of the bog. He wanders around the bar, sits back down in his chair. He says, right, I've ordered another round while I was on my feet. So what are you thinking? How are you feeling about it?
We got distracted talking about Bloodroot.
I mean, it's a fairly big distraction. Place is a pain in the arse.
You don't have to sense it.
Stop sensing Bloodroot and talk about the job.
So, you taking the job?
Give us another minute.
All right. Tell you what. He just sticks a pair of earbuds in and says, I'm just going to play a game on my comlink. I'm not getting up again. You get the sense that as a Johnson, this dude is chill as fuck.
So, not much information. We know where a deal's happening. Hopefully you can tell us when in the more information section, otherwise this is going to be very difficult.
Yeah.
Probably impossible.
It sounds like he can tell us exactly, but
yeah.
Information hygiene. So, Humanis break in, steal their drugs, give them to Sons, and shut down their operation so they can't restart it.
Shutting down a smuggling operation, that's an interesting one.
GM's note, he said it was a syndicate that was smuggling the drugs in, not Humanis.
Oh.
Syndicate on behalf of Humanis.
These drug heads always need money.
Yeah.
Great thing about drugs, they sell at any price, because they're addictive.
Yep.
I know it.
So, what do we think?
I'm in about 7k is light.
7k is light.
Yeah, we're setting you on this problem.
Okay.
Tiger?
Oh, I'm absolutely in, and I am willing to help with the negotiations. I'll just turn on my natural charm, and he, like, chugs the gin.
Tiger, we all saw how you negotiated with the bouncer.
Great, wasn't it? What an opportune moment for him to piss himself.
Very opportune.
Was that you?
I can neither confirm nor deny this.
Awakening the world was a mistake. And then I turn to Huey and sort of tap him on the shoulder.
He gives a wreck. Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Nearly hit my high score. So you in?
Yes, for a little more money.
All right, so I'll come back to that. That is, your little more money might be a part of the catch. I did mention there was one. So, the where they're being smuggled into is Pier 7 in Brooklyn. The people smuggling them in is the Yakuza. Now, we know where... What? Did I just fart?
Never mind.
Seriously, if I just farted, you need to tell me, Mr. Drek.
No, okay, keep going. Don't mind me.
All right. Now, we know which docks they're bringing the drugs in through, but just after that, they disappear until they're being sold by street gangs associated with Humanis. We don't know how they're getting them out or where they're going to between there, then and there. Anyone's guess. We don't know how the Yaks are getting them out, but I do know one guy that will, named Sibe Kenshin. He's the Oyaban of the Hasebe Toragumi. Hasebe Toragumi Yakuza clan that runs the operation. The guy's, he's pretty secretive, but we found out where he lives. The data on how the Yaks are getting the drugs out is sure to be in his personal files, though he's got to keep them offline. You know what they're like. I know that breaking into a Yakuza Oyaban's place is a big ask, but there's sure to be some data in there that's going to make it worth your while on top of what I'm paying you, you know? Who he starts to look at... In fact, you know what? Actually, make me a perception check, please.
Visual?
Yeah, visual.
3 hits for me.
2 hits.
3 hits.
3 hits.
He kind of looks at Mav at this point and says, I know that some of you know a guy who might be interested in what the Yaks have been up to.
Yeah, we do.
Once job's done and you've got the drugs, we just need you to drop them off at Sons of Saron safe house. It's at an old McHugh's in Rochdale.
Right. So this is going to be a big job.
This is a several part job.
So, as I understand it, we find this Hasebe person.
Hasebe Kenshin.
And we rough him up a little.
Persuade him to give up his data.
He looks at Huggy and laughs and says, if you survive roughing up a Yakuza Oyaban, you are a braver woman than I am a brave man, Huggy. Or stupider, I ain't sure which yet.
Well, I think I do. We get the information.
We then use that information to...
Disrupt the drug trade.
Disrupt the drug trade. We give some of it to people who are interested in shutting down the drug trade. We give some of it to certain contacts of certain of us. And get some money off them.
Yeah, I'll give you a comm number for that last bit. It's a lassie name breakdown. You'll see you're right.
Cool, so that bit's easy. Big job.
True. But like I said, I know that you guys have just been reacting to Bulldrek that's been shat in your laps. You finally get to shit in someone else's lap.
Tempting.
Unfortunately, that person is awfully fond of cutting off pieces of your body. I don't really want to put my ass anywhere near that. Right.
Can't cut bits off you if he has no bits left to cut off.
So, for a little bit of a GM's note here, an Oyaban. Actually, no. Does anybody have any syndicate knowledge or Yakuza knowledge?
I have New York gangs, but that's it.
Hello, sunshine.
Wouldn't really come under gangs. Roll me... Yes, so 3 hits on your Yakuza knowledge there, Sunshine. An Oyaban is the head of a clan. You probably never met one. They are... The guys you were dealing with would have been the guys taking orders who take orders from the Oyaban. It's like 2 steps below, and they would have been basically the world that Sunshine was inhabiting. It's like you obey them like you obey the word of God, and the Oyaban is 2 steps above that.
Yeah, great. So, no small ask then, Chummer.
He kind of shrugs and says, well, I did say there was a way to make it worth your while.
Yeah, okay, pay data, and... How much drugs are we talking here? We got a, like, is that a truckload, or are we going to need more
It's difficult to say, because, well, they're bringing it in on a ship, so it could be any amount. But the amount that's being sold on the street, we're not exactly talking stuff it in a condom and swallow it.
Okay, the pay data is ours, and we get to keep up to 20 doses of each of whatever we find. Rest goes to the Sons.
He kind of thinks about it for a few moments and says, 20 doses, is that total or each?
That's per drug, so 20 Novacokes and 20 Blisses, say.
He kind of thinks for a few moments and says, yeah, we can give you 20 of each of whatever's in the shipment. Seems fair enough. I mean, this is supplying several street gangs. This ain't just one gang selling this track.
Yeah, you're not going to miss 20 bumps.
Now, if you want 20 bumps, we can chuck that in as a freebie.
Okay, I'm in, reluctantly, but I need the money.
Does that sound worth the danger now to you, Sunshine?
It sounds better, but I don't know about you, Chummo, but I've got a...
I got bills to pay.
I've got a big old hole burning in my wallet or my cred stick, and I need money.
There we go.
It had to be the Yakuza. It had to be the fragging yaks.
It is said that humility is first among virtues. This Oiban seems content to live as a god. It's time to remind him how mortal and fallible he is. And I get the sense, Sunshine, that bringing low somebody who is pretty high up that ladder would appeal to you.
I mean, maybe, I don't,
Not as much as going completely unnoticed by him.
I was trying to leave this life behind, you know?
Picked the wrong professions, then.
I left Denver to get away from the fragging syndicates, man. Right, yes, okay, yeah. I think you guys are kind of getting the impression that no matter what any of you say, Sunshine's just going to be in a bad mood.
Yeah, I get that. And I've never been particularly good at cheering people up, so I'll leave that to the people with more...
Interaction skills are Sunshine's job.
Quick, Sunshine, cheer yourself up!
No, and you can't make me.
Have you tried just being happy?
Well, that's what the Nova Coke's for, is it not?
Nothing good that way goes.
So, I think we're in.
Alright, Huey, we're in.
Awesome. Alright. Here's the comm number. So, as I say, it's Pier 7, Brooklyn. Pretty easy to find. I mean, it's a big commercial dock. Guy's address. He lives at 40 Deer Park Road, Sands Point, Long Island.
Long Island, okay.
Well, it's in the very east of Kings Point. Ooh, near a yacht club. Let's steal a boat.
I have boats, thank you.
It'll be fun, Tiger.
I haven't been to a AA area in ages. Willingly been to a AA area in even longer.
I went to a AA area not that long ago, and we're not going to talk about it.
Oh, they're all so tacky and awful.
Huey just kind of looks around you and says, he's clearly a little bit drunk by this point. He kind of looks at you all and says, right, you got everything you need?
I think we do, unless we have a date.
I can't give you that, Chummer. If I had it, I'd give it you, but...
So there's no time on it? There's no...
Well, should we say... In terms of getting the job done, we need them hit. Call it week, 2 weeks at the outside. I mean, we're talking... We know it's going to take you a bit of while with this one. We're talking don't take the piss.
Aye. So it needs them hit within the fortnight.
But we don't have to hit the next shipment so long as we hit one.
Put it this way, I don't need you to go screaming in there all guns blazing tonight.
Yeah.
Later.
I mean, if you really want.
The screaming and the guns blazing can happen later.
Yeah, where's this Pier 7 place?
It's the first one on Columbia Waterfront. Surrounded by A and Double A areas, this is going to be...
But it itself is only a C.
Yes.
Our screaming exit may involve more screaming than normal. Unless... No, that leads into Manhattan. We don't want to take that bridge.
I think our best option is to head down to Staten Island on Belt Parkway.
First, we have to hit the Oyaban.
Yes, unfortunately.
Huey has now buggered off. I think he's moved on to another bar. He's planning to just get completely pissed tonight. He's out on the lash. What are you lot doing?
Well, I'll be bringing up a map of the two areas that we're going to be hitting. I'm trying to work out how the drag we do this.
Do you want to give me a browse, please?
That's two hits.
All right, so you pull up like a basic Google Maps or Sixth World equivalent.
Grid guide.
Yeah, you pull up basic grid guide map. The AA area, there's not a lot of information.
Are the houses in fact censored on grid guide maps as well?
They are indeed. Like, you can see where there's a plot, but you can't see anything beyond there's a plot. and Grid Guide is telling you that NYPD Inc. response times in this area are approximately... There's like NYPD Inc. adverts popping up saying that they can have an astral response out there within the minute for an astral response. A patrol will be there within 10 minutes. And it then brings up Sixth World Zoopla adverts of mansions. And it's like, oh, that's a lot of money.
That is more money than I have ever seen in my entire life. Or will ever see.
Or potentially will ever earn, even as a runner.
Yeah.
Columbia Waterfront, on the other hand, it's a pretty scabby industrial area. You find yourself on, like, the Sixth World equivalent of Lonely Planet. After a little while, it's just telling you the Columbia Waterfront is a place that has found its purpose once again in the arms of the megacorps. Gone are the gentrified coffee shops overlooking the Hudson and Governor's Island that infested the area before the first crash. And now, each of the piers is owned by a different mega, with ships, trucks, and drones, both mechanical and biological, scurrying to and fro with the shadow of the skyscrapers, built as battery farms for the wage slaves that keep them running.
That's surprisingly honest.
Do we know which megacorp owns Pier 7?
You would need to do a little bit of digging to find that out.
I'll get the spade. Where's Sunshine?
5 New Yen says it's one of the Japanicorps, chummer. But let's see what we can dig up.
No bet.
Yeah, it's going to be one of Sam. Is it friendly?
What would I be rolling? Would this be a browse?
Yes, if you're searching the Matrix.
Good lord, that was a terrible roll.
That was a massive pile of hash with zero hits on 8 dice.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, Sunshine is still like
off her
very
game.
Yeah, very much not her usual happy sunny self.
So with zero hits, you get some stuff about Pier 6 and you end up going down like a Wikipedia rabbit hole of the history of the place, how this massively important part of Brooklyn's development and the piers there were transporting workers from Brooklyn to Manhattan, but that kind of the arse fell out the industry once they built the Brooklyn Bridge and it kind of turned into more of a commercial dock than a pedestrian dock, and then the arse fell out of it again in the 70s and 80s, and oh, that was a lot of gangland shootings there in the 80s, and then it got turned into a park for a bit, and it's actually really interesting, and then the Megas took it over, and it got turned back into a commercial dock, and it came full circle.
Yeah, so Sunshine's like happily losing herself down this rabbit hole, so she's not having to think about anything too hard, but yeah, really not finding anything.
Does anybody else want to have a dig?
I suppose I might as well. That's 4 hits.
It's pretty easy to find the information when you don't go down a wiki rabbit hole. By now, Sunshine's onto like the World War II America bomber program.
Yeah, via like the New York 400 list in like from the 1800s and like the rich
Sorry,
and well-to-do
the wool trade in Leeds.
Yeah.
And she's now happily reading about how the Nazis were trying to build a bomber to make it to America and back. Like, this is really interesting. Yeah. What Huggy finds out is that Pier 7 is a dock in Brooklyn which is owned and operated by Mitsuhama Computer Technologies. Or MCT, as they are more commonly known. It's mostly used for importing luxury food items for their supermarket and fast food chains. Other than that, it's like surface level corporate bullshit. For the most part, you have a little bit of a dig around and it's like, this is Drek. Frag it, let's go on to Jack Point. You go on to Jack Point and it takes a lot of sifting. You have to go through a lot of other Drek, but what you do find out is there's some rumors that the Dockmaster has been in bed with the Yakuza for quite some time and that security there is subcontracted to a company called Tora Security Solutions.
Subtle naming. Okay, I'm assuming this has been passed on to the rest of the team.
Yeah, as I get this stuff, I'll be passing it around.
Okay, can I do a browse on Tora?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so yeah, try to peel myself away from the Wikipedia rabbit hole and see if I can actually do something useful.
You're now on an article via the America Bomber Program about flying wing aircraft and their early development.
God, this is... Who referenced this article? This is just conspiracy theories. the last part of this... No, the Nazis did not have stealth aircraft. Close this article. Okay, I get two hits on my search for Tora security.
That was... 6 fours on 8 dice. What the fuck?
Okay, I don't know what my dice are doing today.
Neither do I. Yeah. Anyway, you kind of have a dig around and you look at, like, you initially look at, like, their main matrix page and immediately go, nope, this is Baldrek, and dig a little deeper and you go on to the Dark Matrix and find some more interesting stuff. And what you find out is that they're a small-time security company. They mostly do physical security, but they dabble in matrix and drone stuff as well. And you hear some rumors that they're meant to be a little light on magic security, but from what the person on the forum's saying, they've managed to get one or two majors on staff.
Okay, that's some useful stuff. Do I find where they were based?
Not really.
Okay.
I have a question. MCT, they're a fairly sizable corporation. What are they doing hiring out security to such a tiny little company?
Probably being sketchy.
Almost certainly, whoever's responsible for that dock is involved in brown envelopes, backhanders, and back alley hand jobs.
Much as I hate all of those things, and much as I do hate having to go anywhere near corporations, it brings me out in hives, it's horrible. I don't pick up some antihistamines on the way home. Where was I going with this? Anyway, if we kick it far enough up the ladder, eventually someone in MCT is going to have to react to the knowledge that one of their dock masters is in bed with the Yakuza. They'll need to at least make a show of replacing him, and hopefully that will create enough confusion for us to maybe sneak in and nick some stuff.
What knowledge skills do you have there, Toiger?
Probably not anything useful, but... It's not directly responsible, but high society, which in the sixth world is, like, corporate bigwigs.
I'll give you that, minus one. So roll me your high society knowledge skill.
Roll the bully. Ah, no hits.
No, you are indignant that such a high and well-regarded companies such as Mitsuhama Computer Technologies would jump into bed with filth such as the Yakuza.
The senior vice chair of overseas marketing once called my mother a bitch to the face. I refuse to believe that such a dignified organization would have anything to do with these people. That man had balls on him like a fucking rhinoceros.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I had a mouthful of rib. Did you have to time that so perfectly?
Yes.
Oh yeah, ribs.
Does anybody else have any syndicate or megacorp knowledge?
Only for one specific megacorp?
Again, I'll give it you. Sunshine, I will absolutely give you your Yakuza one.
Do you want me to do another Yakuza roll?
Yes. Mav, I'll give you yours at a minus one.
Awfully generous. Rolling before you change your mind. I got nothing.
Mav is going, what kind of fragging security company could the Yakuza run? They need to get proper professional security, like Lone Star.
You know what? I'm going to pre-edge this. I'm really...
You wish to know all the things.
Yeah, I... Sunshine is nice to face her Oni and see what she can remember. Four hits, reasonable.
Oh yeah, the megas absolutely make use of the syndicate where it suits their purposes, and the syndicates know this and create just enough distance between themselves and their company to let them have that little bit of a gap. And this kind of place, it's, by the standards of MCT, this is small potatoes. If it was like a secret research lab, they would be absolutely on the ball. We have the best security, but this, it's a fucking food import company. They don't care.
I mean, I'm assuming in this case that the security is probably arranged by the dockmaster.
Yeah, it'll just be local.
So the dockmaster is probably getting backhanders from the security company. Or they own the security company, or their friend owns the security company. So, you know.
From your knowledge of the Yakuza, Sunshine, given you've got four hits, they'll probably be doing this at a lower rate because it will allow them to launder money.
Nah.
Yeah.
Of course the Yakuza's laundering money. Why wouldn't they be?
It's also, we're not dealing with MCT directly here. This will be a subsidiary held by MCT, and a commonly done thing that Yakuza will do is they will buy up a small amount of stock in that subsidiary to get themselves onto the board, and then they can
pull small strings.
And just to be perfectly frank, make it more hassle to go around the Yakuza than it is to just get into bed with them.
You've found out that the Yaks have got their sticky little fingers into the docks.
And have hired out their security to some rank amateurs.
You're sat two orcs and two humans of...
An orc, a troll, and two humans.
Yes, my apologies. An orc, a troll, and two humans are sat between a plate of ribs. Your romance shall end as it began over a pile of bones.
An orc who knows how to treat a lady.
As opposed to our troll who does not know how to treat a man.
That reminds me, I should probably send an apology to Marty. So, actually, you know, Sunshine, you know how to deal with, you know, people, right? Like,
this is boy trouble, isn't it?
Sort of. I would say man trouble.
Okay. First piece of advice: they're all boys. Internally, they're never above about 12 years old.
Okay.
I resemble that remark.
Okay, you know what, Huggy? Not just now. Fill me in later on what happened. I see about helping you sort out whatever this is.
Right, sure. But, I mean, I just want to know how to word an apology. Nothing more complex than that.
Yeah, that's, see, that's gonna depend on what it is you're apologizing for.
I didn't realize. I think he asked me on a date, and I kind of fucked up the date. Well, I just want to say, oh, sorry for fucking up the date.
Later.
Yeah, we can do it later.
We're on the job.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna need to know how you fucked up the date and
later.
Sure, we can do this later. I mean, I think you're making a lot more of it than it actually needs to be made of it.
Depends on what you did, Shekel.
Really do anything, I got really drunk.
Oh, that bad.
I mean, I had fun, I just don't
later.
Think
he...
What were we talking about?
The job.
Thank you for spending some time with us and listening to the Pride Against Prejudice podcast. We hope that you enjoyed the show and look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks' time for our next episode. In the meantime, here he is, a bit of an atypical Johnson, but he's far from the weirdest one out there. What was your team's weirdest meet and weirdest... employer? Let us know on our Discord. Intro is More Human Than Human by Carl Casey, and the background music is also by Carl Casey. Outro music is Neon Thrills by Luck Hash, and all sound effects are credited in the show notes. The Topps Company Inc. has granted permission to the Pride Against Prejudice podcast to use such names, logos, artwork, marks, and or any other proprietary material for promotional and informational purposes on its website, but does not endorse and is not affiliated with the Pride Against Prejudice podcast in any official capacity whatsoever. All other works mentioned in this podcast remain the property of their respective owners. The Pride Against Prejudice podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. So if you want to use any part of the show, please give us the credit. See you next time, chummers.